I am back after 5 days, spent four nights in Boston. I had never been before in my life. We went up there, talked about my experiences at Fenway earlier. And I will tell you this. I'm not sure what I expected going in. I guess I figured Northeast, maybe a little cold-shouldered from the populace. I got to say, I was blown away by Boston. I want to go back. Found myself loving it as much as like Denver or San Diego, two of my favorite cities that I've ever been to. The people were unbelievably nice. They were all so welcoming, asked, oh, what are you doing in Boston and where are you from? Especially on Thursday because I was wearing my Rangers gear around everywhere we went. And so people were telling us, oh, you should eat here. You should go here. That really stuck out. And the other thing that stuck out to me, that has got to be hands down the cleanest city I've ever been to in my life. I cannot believe how clean it is. I don't know that I saw a single piece of trash the entire time I was there.
Man, I don't know if I would expect that from Boston.
It was so much so that we were asking people, like we were going to breweries and different places to drink and stuff. And we would ask them like, man, like when somebody said, what do you think about Boston? It's so clean. Apparently, that's a thing up there where they invest a lot of money. Like, we saw street sweepers constantly, and they've got people that go around and pick up trash. There's a recycling and a trash bin conveniently to any. You could be standing on any street anywhere, and you can see one within your line of vision of where to go throw stuff away. And I guess people just do that. I could not believe how clean it was.
That is something I would not have expected.
It was jarring. It was so clean.
So how we judge people will judge cities in different areas. As far as my wife and I, if we go out of town, we're talking, man, the food was really good. So you're really into beer. How was the beer scene up there?
The beer scene is very, very good. There's a couple of breweries that are generally considered two of the best in the country that are in that area. One of them is Trillium, and they have three different locations, at least the three that I went to, three different locations in Boston. One of them was fantastic. They had a pop-up beer garden directly across the street from our hotel. Like, you walked out the front doors and there's Trillium Beer Garden, which is really interesting because it's only open starting in May and only if the weather is nice. And of course, a couple of days we were there, the weather wasn't nice, so it was closed. But that was something else that jumped out, was the amount of outdoor places they had that were like these giant beer gardens within these different districts. That were yesterday for Mother's Day, they were all packed before we left and came back. But the beer was really good. Went to 12 different breweries in the 5 days that we were there. So nothing too insane. Saturday, we went to four. And Saturday, we got on the subway. And that's another thing about up there, is the public transportation. It's, once you figure it out, it's so cheap and so crazy easy. And we were able to get from, now, we had to walk to the train station, so maybe a 10-minute walk to the train station. And then you go down underneath the city.
Now, have you been on the subways in New York?
Yeah, I've been in subways in New York and Washington, D.C.
Is it a different feel? Because
that's kind of the same.
The New York subway system was pretty overwhelming and scary.
Yeah, this one is, you just got to pay attention to, like, again, I don't know the stops. I don't know the names of the stops. So I'm like, oh, I want to go to Harvard. Well, the train doesn't say Harvard on it. It says whatever, like it does here, whatever the last stop is.
Right.
I'm like, oh, what stop is that? And then okay, so you got to get on this one and then go here. And once you figure that out, super easy. But no, I mean, there was a couple mornings we were walking back to our hotel like at 1 o'clock in the morning, felt totally safe. And people there were like, oh yeah, we're a super safe city. Like, we pride ourselves on being safe and clean and all this. I was like, man, it was wild. And so Harvard was really cool. I felt too dumb to be there. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to walk through the gates. I'm like, whoa, I don't think so.
Just an alarm will go off.
Right.
Stranger danger.
But we were at Harvard Yard. That was cool. I just wanted to see that for whatever reason. Walked around Harvard.
Yeah, because Rich told you to go in.
Yeah.
Did you see the football stadium?
Yeah, all that stuff on the campus. We walked around the campus for probably a couple of hours because we got up there pretty early and then walked to, because some of the breweries I wanted to go to were in the Cambridge, Somerville area. So we're walking along, and these are not large suburbs, I don't think. It's just the Harvard area, all the history up there. And we just see hordes of people around all these houses. What is going on? So apparently we stumbled into something called Porch Fest, which Somerville does every summer. And random people, it'd be like say up in Carrollton at my neighborhood, we have Porch Fest and I just hire a local band to come play in my yard and whoever wants to can come hang out in my backyard. And it was just these random houses, tons of people walking in. They're like, oh yeah, it's Porch Fest. Just pick a house. If you hear music, walk up and you can party.
How many houses participated in this?
Man, it seemed like 50, maybe more.
Dang. Okay. That sounds pretty cool.
It was wild. It was so packed in that area. So we found out that and learned the whole history about Porch Fest and all that because we were asking people that lived there, like, what this is. But, yeah, it was great. I was blown away by how walkable the whole city is. You really, especially if you're staying downtown, you can walk to Seaport or the North End or South End or Beacon Hill and cover a lot of ground in 30 minutes. And it doesn't. And you're walking past something crazy historical probably at some point on your walk. Walk past where, oh, there's where the Boston Tea Party was. And, oh, there's the Boston Massacre. And, oh, this field right here is where they literally met to decide to revolt and start the American Revolution. It's like all this stuff. And so that was really cool. And the different pockets that they have. The North End was nuts because I looked it up because I thought maybe I was out of my mind. Because I thought there must be 50 different Italian food restaurants in the North End. I was wrong. There's 100 and something. It is street after street from the beginning of the street to the end of Italian restaurant, like all up and down the streets. And the locals told us, yeah, I'd tell you where to go, but just walk into one. You're going to love it. I was like, how in the world can this many Italian restaurants survive?
Well, all that walking, you have to carb load somehow, right? You're in training to walk around the city.
And we did go into one and eat, and we ordered a pizza and got lasagna, and it was amazing. And super authentic Italian.
Man, that's just a place I don't even think about. We went once on a Stars road trip, and it snowed a lot. So we were stuck at the hotel. So we didn't get a chance to walk around and check everything out. And then once you leave, I just never have that on top to say, yeah, I'll just go to Boston and we'll hang out for a while. But every person you hear that will say and go up there and visit will say the exact same thing. So maybe I need to change my mind.
I was blown away. And we're 100%. We were already talking about maybe we'll go back next year. I just couldn't believe how nice people were, how clean it was.
Yeah, they do have a reputation of being jerks.
Yeah, it just.
So I would expect it.
Yeah, and that's kind of what
the whole Northeast thing, that whole vibe.
Right. And even at the game in my Rangers gear, they were asking me about the team and what I was doing in Boston and was I enjoying it and all this type of thing. And
do you feel like it would be a lot different if you went to New York?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Or Philly.
Right.
And you just kind of couple everyone into the same thing. And maybe that's unfair to the people of Boston.
But the beer was good. The food was really good that we had. And, of course, we had to get clam chowder. So we went to this place that was right on the harbor, overlooking the harbor, and ate clam chowder.
Please tell me you ordered it in your voice.
Yeah, can we get the clam chowder?
Oh, gosh.
And then I get the eye roll. And not from the people that work there, from the person I work. And it was, again, I've had clam chowder before. That was the best clam chowder I've ever had. I had the best lobster roll I've ever had in my life. Some of the best Italian food. Really impressed with all that Boston had to offer.
Oh, glad you had a great time, man. And those pictures from Fenway, they're incredible. And if you want to check it out, your Instagram page, McLaren.
Yeah, just McLaren on Instagram. Posted some pictures of the trip. It was fun, man. I will 100% go back. To your point, I don't know that I'll go. This has got to be the best time of the year to go. Weather-wise, and because on Friday we did get 45 in rain, and that was a day we had planned to walk around and sightsee. That ended very quickly. Because she had an umbrella and I didn't, and my jeans were getting really wet trying to walk up to the Paul Revere house, which we did go to, and that house was built in 1680. It's like you're on a time warp, and it's a house in the middle of the city of Boston.
Did they have the Beastie Boys blaring out of it? Paul Revere?
Is that a Beastie Boys song?
Yeah. You know it is.
I don't know what they do.
Yes, you do.
I do
not.
I think
they had it on a game show, too.